Did now. All right, well, just for the record, I'm asking the Lord to assist me as I seek to bring a word of life to you this morning. Lord, help me. There are bunches of things that can put us in touch with the impossibility of executing the many simple demands that our Lord and King makes of us. Like, be anxious for nothing. I know the automatic response of most of the people men is, yeah, right. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything give thanks and make your supplications known to God. We respond in our flesh, no can do. I'm not doing that. You see, I can't muster either the do not fret, or the gratitude, or the praying bit. I don't know about you, just saying. I find myself challenged. I'm too insecure, and frankly, the world is just too scary. So, I don't know about your world, but my world is full of agitation, and I don't think our schools are helping very much because they seem to be intent on graduating not citizens who can contribute, but agitators who can stir things up. They treat us as if the children were born to protest. And I think they protest enough by nature, they don't need encouragement in this ghastly behavior. So we should start by admitting the truth, amen? Or at least one truth. At ground zero, what is asked of us by Jesus, though simple, is impossible with man. That's right. On the natural, human, fleshly, ordinary, worldly level that we live on, we cannot do it. But as the Lord has coached us, do you think of Jesus as a coach? And sometimes that's helpful. Here's how he coached us. He says, well, you know, brothers, what's impossible with man is possible. What's impossible with man is possible with God. However, you must be born again. Oh, I see. Born from above. You need to be heavenly regenerated. Let me put it in layman's terms. You must be made utterly new. 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 Okay. Not just different. New. I want to talk about that newness of life. Something radically transforming has to happen to you. That's right. Be born again. It happens to you and in you and through you, not just to you. Then you are going to be able, by your new nature in Christ, to do what Jesus asks of you without protest and without difficulty. Oh. So here's what must happen. You must, by faith, die to your old life, your self-life, your carnal life. Your natural, ordinary, fleshly self has got to go. And by the power of the resurrection,